Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about what actions have to be taken in order to acquire an object that is not owned or a lost object. Mishnah says, Ra'a et ha-metziah v'nafal aleha. If somebody saw a ownerless item on the floor and they fell upon it in order to acquire the item, uba aher v'hezikba. Then another person came and took hold of the item and lifted it up. The person who took it in his hands and held it up is the one who owns it. He's the one who acquired it. Falling on an item is not an act of kinyan. It's not how a person acquires something. Therefore, when he jumped on it or he fell upon it, he never acquired it. And then when the second person lifted it up, he was the one who actually acquired it. We'll talk about if a person here has a lost item in his property. Somehow it wandered into his property and then it stayed there, and then other people want to take possession of it. What is the fact that it's in his property? Is that a way or a means to acquire an item? If a man who's in his own home saw people running and they wanted to take a lost object that was in his field, it was in his own field, somehow it got there. Something that wasn't moving, for example, it was sitting there. Ahar svi shavur, ahar gozalot shelo parhu. Or he saw these people, they were running after a deer that had a broken leg. It couldn't move, it couldn't walk. And it wandered into his field and it stayed there and then it didn't move from there. Or he saw pigeons that were in his field and they didn't have the ability to fly away. Ve'amar zachta li sadi. And this owner of the field said, the fact that they're in my field, I'm now acquiring them for myself. Zachta lo. The field is another way for him to acquire these items. And even if people ran there and they took hold of the items before he got there, it doesn't matter. They're his items. This is called a kinyan hatzer. The acquisition done by the fact that these items are in his field or in his courtyard. His field, we say, it's like his hands. It's like he's taking possession of it. But we have to say that we're talking in a case over here where it was happening where the animal or the item couldn't quickly escape from the field. So the kinyan hatzer is only active when it's easy for him to go catch that animal or to pick up that item very easily before they would run away. That's when a kinyan hatzer works. The fact that it only works if they can't move means he can go get there and he can grab them without a problem. So therefore, they're acquired initially right away when they're secure in his field. And he says that those items are going to be his. Zachtali sadi. But if you're talking about a deer that was running through his field in the regular way, didn't have a broken leg, or you're talking about pigeons that were flying in his field and they were ownerless, and other people were running towards his field and they wanted to acquire them. Ve'amar zachtali sadi. And then he said, my field acquires them for me. He tried to make a kinyan hatzer here. Lo amar klum. It's as if he said nothing. The field does not acquire these items in this situation because they're not securely over there. They can move through very quickly and they can leave his field. So we say that since they're not staying there, they're not stationary there, he cannot acquire them through a kinyan hatzer. Whoever chases and grabs onto them first is the one who has performed a valid kinyan, and they are the ones who acquire them. In other words, a kinyan hatzer only works if he could potentially follow it up with a definite ability to grab onto the animal. But if the animals are just running through, we say the kinyan hatzer would not work in that scenario.